and welcome to Cancria, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
I'm Sebastian.
And it is the big gay quiz of the year. We're very excited and to have some fantastic guests with us as we try and peruse this year's most, well, gay news. Not all of it was news. Well, all of it was news to me anyway, but we'll get to that. So first off the bat, why don't we introduce ourselves, starting to my right?
Hi, I'm Bradley. I am the host of the Queers, Questions, and Cocktails podcast at qqcpod.com. And I know some things about the year. Let's see how much.
Did I tell you that I listened to like 7 episodes in a row one night?
You did.
Yeah.
I was very flattered.
Yeah, I was playing Skyrim, so it was good to listen to something.
You can also listen to our episodes, 7 episodes in a row, at canqueer.news.
I'm Jay. I'm in town for a little visit with my pal Luke here, and I'm not really quite versed on anything that's happened this year, but we'll see how that goes.
And I'm Chloe. I run Fierce Fiber Fighters on social media, and I've pretty much lived in Halifax now for the past 2 years. We live it a little bit in a bubble, so we'll see how much I'm versed on world news as well.
Did you say Fierce Fighter Vibrators?
Fierce Fiber Fighters. It's like an
auto. It is now.
Fierce Vibrators.
One of those two I would follow on Instagram.
Because it could be like a Beyblade situation where you get like a small table and you put two vibrators on it and you see which one knocks.
That would actually be pretty great.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's YouTube that.
Yeah. And you could like run a bookie and make money and just
is anyone
your
in?
Bets.
I have a rechargeable one.
That's an edge. They've got to have like pro wrestling kind of like or roller derby type names like Black Lightning.
And we should say all the stats too before they start fighting.
I like it. Well, we're going to go into this year of news. Now, this year has been a busy year to say the least. Now, for anyone listening outside of Ontario, this year will be known as the year of WTF Ontario, on accounts of Doug Ford becoming the Premier of Ontario, leading the Progressive Conservatives for that province, and all of the really wonderful, air quote here, decisions that he has made, some of which
a lot
will
of
come
it
up.
Was stuff like, I see what you're trying to do, but what? Like the dollar beer thing. It's like, you know, if the economy was fantastic, if the government weren't terribly run, I could see
nobody
being,
wanted it.
It was just a bad priority.
And do you know how many dollar beers there were? Two.
Yeah,
maybe three. I forget. Yeah.
See, the thing, the Navy does it when they're out deployed and on the ships. They get a dollar beer. But see, they're deployed on the ships. We have beer. We have accessibility. Why would you want a dollar beer?
Yeah. We also this year saw quite the debacle out of Pride Toronto. We'll get into that in just a moment. And really, I think the Pride Toronto debacle has certainly helped the sales of marijuana, which became legal this year as well. And it has been a growing economy.
It became legal last year, but it was implemented this year.
The law passed last year. it became legal this year.
The government started selling it this year.
It was like Trump was elected in 2016, but he wasn't president.
Sworn in until... Now, this year saw quite incredible news. The Inter-American Court on Human Rights granted gay marriage to 260 million people across 16 countries. India, decriminalization of homosexuality across the whole of India, which is like a gajillion people. So it was a big year for gay news.
I think it's a quarter of the Earth's population is in India
and China.
And
China or just India.
Before we kick off this week's show, I do need to talk about something that we won't actually be making any jokes about, on account of just how serious this is. 2018 saw the arrest of Bruce MacArthur, the alleged serial killer of no less than 8 people across the Toronto gay village. The arrest has led to significant critique of the Toronto Police Services. Like I said, we won't be bringing it up again in the show because it's not appropriate to make a joke about it. I also wanted to mention that 2018 also saw the continuation of the Me Too movement, with just as one example, Stats Canada revealing that reported sex assaults went from 59 a day before Me Too to over 74 a day after Me Too. In Canada, this conversation is becoming more nuanced. And we'll be keeping an eye on that as the story develops. Also, not going to make any jokes about it, so we'll be A-OK. We will move into the first question that we can make a joke about, And that is, are you actually, are we, do we have teams? Are there teams going on?
We just kind of hopped into this quiz real fast. Yeah. Just like, whew, all right.
Good luck.
Are we on QI rules so where being interesting wrong. Is more important than being right?
We're on the rules where I should go get a pen and paper because last year I didn't actually write down anybody's score. I'm going to go grab
that. I can do it on my phone. I won't cheat. My friend Sarah always used to cheat. I never cheat.
Not even on your boyfriend's
you. You're right. So much.
Okay, I now have a pen and paper, and do we have team names?
Why is everyone staring at me?
All right,
fierce.
All right.
You're the quick hit. You're the quick hit on the show.
So on the left-hand
the
side.
The fierce vibrators.
On the left-hand side. The fierce fighting vibrators. And on the right, we have.
The great zombie
it's
orgy.
Team anti-Bruce MacArthur. Is that better?
Yeah. The anti-Bruce team. Okay. In our first question of the quiz, in declassified documents, who did top secret CIA files reveal had a homosexual streak? This information was revealed in 2008. Yeah. 2018, sorry.
Oh, what was his name? The guy who founded the FBI.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Is it Hoover?
No.
Was it David Bowie?
It was not David Bowie. No. We'll give you a chance to steal the points. It's not a thing. I'm just, you know.
Was it Freddie Mercury?
No, no, not that secretly.
For people so who don't know that Elton John is gay, how does that happen?
You're probably 90.
You know when you're put on the spot? You know when you're in the classroom and the teacher's like, I choose you?
CIA made... Pikachu? Oh, wait.
You know what this is now.
CIA right? doesn't care about that many people. Was it like Castro or something?
You know, when it comes to historical figures, you're in the right direction.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. T-shirt guy. No. Che Guevara.
No. T-shirt. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up. The correct answer is according to CIA files from the 1940s that were just released, they claimed that Hitler was both a homosexual and a heterosexual. Also, in June of this year, the president of Germany apologized to the nation's LGBT community for repressive laws and persecution under the Nazi regime all the way up to now. So, I mean, things had improved after the Nazi regime.
Yes.
Comparison, but they did apologize for all of this. But according to the CIA, Hitler was heterosexual and homosexual because, of course, bisexual was not invented yet.
But it's always sad when you see that, when you see someone who had a trait and then they persecute their own because they have so much self-hatred.
Of course.
But this is, of course, on the larger scale.
I had heard of other news.
I thought you were going to say of Hitler.
Of Hitler news. It was a lot within the family. And that's just like from what I had read from news, but I had not heard of any bisexual relations.
Yeah, and it's actually they released the PDF of the dossier that was compiled in the 1940s. Mm. Next question. Hopefully you guys will get this one. What semi-judicial body in Ontario joined in a lawsuit against the Ford government in response to the repeal of sex education?
Is it the Human Rights Commission?
You're absolutely right. This year, the Ontario Human Rights Commission joined in a lawsuit against Ford's own government.
They're the only pseudo-judicial body I know of. And it seemed like they got an exaggeration. It was a guess. I'm going to admit it. It was a guess.
Yeah. Also this year, we saw the Ontario Conservative Party passing a motion to recognize that gender identity is, and I quote, a highly controversial, unscientific liberal ideology, end quote.
That was a motion from one conservative. And then
that was approved by the party on the floor.
But the log cabin conservatives were like, yeah, don't do that. This is one of the... I feel really bad for the log cabin conservatives. These are like openly gay conservatives. The same thing happened, I think it was 7 years ago, where the Conservative Party was trying to annul gay marriage as a thing. And the log cabin... The gay conservatives were like, yeah, don't do that. And they actually fought. And they basically said, look, half of our funding agencies are just as happily to give money to the liberals. So either you drop this... or we convince them to go to the liberals. So it's really bizarre. There's a subtle division within the Conservative Party, and I feel really bad for the reformers.
What meme went viral across Russia and featured two retired old ladies in Moscow in one take, and it was picked up by stable boys, construction workers, and was inspired by a crackdown on the air transport cadets?
I'm just gonna say Harambe.
No, it was not Harambe.
That was from 2 years ago.
And it also wasn't the In Your Feelings meme by Drake.
I'll go like 6 years further and say, I hope it's Scarlett Johansson falling down in different
A Russian meme?
The only one I have is of...
Russian meme on the horse.
Putin on the horse.
I am disappointed. I looked it up and I could not find a single image on Google image search of somebody... photoshopping Putin's face into like Fred Astaire with like tap dancing in the and a tuxedo with the text.
I mean, that
Putin on the Ritz. Couldn't find it anywhere.
Why didn't you
no
make
one
it?
Has done yeah. Putin
Why
on the Ritz
yet. Why didn't you make it then?
It is oddly specific.
I'm not good at Photoshop.
Dear listeners, we have a request.
Putin on the Ritz.
Tweet us at TalkCanKrea with your best image of Putin on the Ritz. I will give you a clue. Are you ready?
What is it? What's the clue? Oh my god, I actually saw this meme! Oh, because Russians are hilarious when they hit the internet.
We did just see this one.
I've never seen this.
Oh.
I can get my satisfaction. Satisfaction.
You see this? I've never seen this.
The old lady's version is my favorite. Satisfaction. Yeah.
Of course they're hiding their faces because it's
Russian. Yep.
Yeah.
I've never seen this character.
Satisfaction. So that is the satisfaction meme, which was a take on the Italian DJ Benny Benassi. And what was really interesting was that it was air cadets being very homoerotic. They were just in their underwear doing weird things like sweeping the floor erotically and drilling the side of a wall with a drill,
ironing.
ironing.
Yeah, sexy ironing.
It was the Russian military was so outraged at this display of homoeroticism.
Especially the banana.
Check the video, it will be linked. In response, like, so many people across Russia just made their own versions, including two little old ladies in Moscow who just went around their little tiny apartment.
The babushka version was hilarious. Yes. It was my favorite one.
Nobody got the point there, because none of you knew it. I thought you would have got it, Sebastian.
I should have. That was this year?
So embarrassing.
Must have been in the spring.
It was.
Time flies on the internet.
My review is very Twinkie.
It was. They were. Oh my god! Weirdly enough, Pornhub reported a 350% increase
in Russian twink porn.
That is also a stat I just made up. So, the more you know.
Just like gullible.
Yes, it's weirdly accurate for my browser history. I don't know how compatible that is nationwide.
So now you know. We've been having this question
of what do gay men watch for porn? I mean, we all know that lesbians love gay porn, so what do gay men love?
Do you know what the most popular porn category, according to Pornhub, was for 2018?
For which country?
Because they're all different. Bonus points.
Because Canada is compilation. Canada?
US.
I remember last year's.
I had seen last year's.
Like, surprise cum in mouth was one.
America, is it cream pie?
No, it is lesbian. Apparently lesbian porn is the most heard.
Actual lesbians or male gaze lesbians?
Probably male gaze lesbians.
There's a dramatic difference between the two.
So speaking
what do you guys prefer to watch? Like the fake straight women or actual...
Nobody likes that.
No,
oh my god.
No one likes that.
Okay. No, I remember when I was undergrad. I had roommates show me male gaze lesbian porn, and I remember thinking, like, I'm a gay man, I don't know female anatomy, but I know that that is not how you get a woman off. I remember just being like this, like, the slap the taco thing. What is that? Who thinks that's a good idea?
Yeah, you can't have 7-inch nails.
There is going to be a lot of editing. What
this
is country?
The internet version. Yeah,
this is the internet R-rated version. What country accidentally approved a same-sex marriage in 2018?
I remember this one because I was like, they totally didn't.
And then they reversed it. there?
Was it Ireland?
No. It is legal in Ireland. It's not legal in Northern Ireland.
Other
Ireland. Because Northern Ireland, which claims to be just like the rest of the UK, still discriminates against gay marriage. But when it comes to Brexit, they're just like the rest of the UK.
But the borders are super not that I'm bitter. Porous, so
not that I'm
matter.
Bitter on that point, but we'll get past it. Anyways, it's unlikely you'll get it, even though we just talked about them.
Was it like... It wasn't like...
Russia.
Yes! Russia. Oh. The answer is Russia. Russia accepted a foreign marriage out of Denmark. It emerged that it was a loophole in Russian legislation. The bureaucratic decision actually shocked everybody, including the Russian people who got married. Mm-hmm. So everybody was surprised when asked for details. The bureaucrat said, well, I couldn't see why not.
Crazy oh, thing, have you ever seen the Oliver Stone interviews with Putin?
No.
Because no,
somebody actually asked him, what do you think, what's this whole thing with homophobia? And Putin was just like, look, I used to be in the military, all right? I don't care one way or another. If they got rights, that'd be great. But the church, they give me a lot of money, and they care a lot. So, I don't know, whatever. Like, that was his answer, basically.
So, we're going to change track just a second here. At the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics, the government made available 10,000 more of these.
Condoms.
Than what was at use available at Vancouver Olympics.
Condoms.
Shirtless pictures of Gus Kenworthy.
Condoms. It's condoms!
No, it is condoms, although shirtless pictures of Gus Kenworthy was close.
Every Olympic Games since like the 70s, they have run out of condoms. There's a logistical framework. The people who run the Olympics, there's somebody who's in charge of getting condoms, and they always run short.
I had heard that Tinder gets downloaded a ridiculous amount more times. I'm not going to throw out a ridiculous statistic.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying.
and apparently you get thousands of matches if you're at the Olympics. If you download Tinder, it's kind of a thing now.
Canada was in the news at the Olympics for hosting Pride House after the South Korean government didn't do so. They actually hosted Pride House. Here's an easy question. What political party leadership race in Nova Scotia resulted in the mayor of Breton Regional Municipality outing himself to avoid being blackmailed?
Shaka Khan.
So what's the political party that the mayor was affiliated with where he had to out himself?
Well, it was the Conservative. It was the mayor of... It was a...
Call that a $200 Jeopardy.
It wasn't the mayor of St. John. It was the mayor of
Cape Breton.
Okay. Yeah. Did you just say that?
Yeah, the Breton Region Municipality.
It's
I've dated two people from Cape Breton and Roe, and that's where the comment ends.
There was no more elaboration to... That dating.
All I had to say was that, and they're no longer relationships, so that says everything I need to say.
This question may get a bit more mileage. Name somebody who was not gay enough in a recent blockbuster film.
Freddie Mercury.
I will accept that.
The guy from Robot Chicken. Not Robot Mr. Chicken. Robot. Mr. Robot.
Rami Malek.
He's kind of milk toast.
He is gorgeous.
He's gorgeous, but they
can come in with another movie. I will accept more than one answer. But whilst you think about it and confer on who else wasn't gay enough, you're right that Rami Malek and Bohemian Rhapsody was highly criticized for not being gay enough and for straight washing Freddie Mercury.
Is it the snowman from Frozen?
No, it is not Olaf.
No, it was the live action version of Beauty and the Beast, and there was that guy who was the first openly gay Disney character.
No,
he was too gay. Okay, sorry. Yes,
we're asking who was not gay enough at a major blockbuster movie in 2018.
Was it the Queen Elizabeth II?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, maybe here's a clue. Me and you dispute whether or not their gayness is canon.
Dumbledore!
I'm not going to give you the point, but you're right. The other criticism was that Dumbledore, despite where J.K. Rowling would say he was gay, was not particularly gay in the Fantastic Beasts.
It was a creepy blood pact.
But J.K. Rowling also stated that she made sure that this did not become the character's whole identity. She wanted people to be able to associate knowing that knowledge, but also... And I understand, but gay enough. What is gay enough?
Metatext is not text. This is my
favorite. Unless you read that tweet from J.K. Rowling, would you have got that from that dynamic?
No.
In which case, it's not gay enough.
J.K. Rowling also said that.
As kids books as well.
She also said that, like, Canthropy. Except Crimes of
Grindelwald was never a book and was just a screenplay. Ooh. So, what film got critiqued recently by Karamo from Queer Eye Straight Guy, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy on Netflix as being creepy gay? It also was a major hit of 2018.
Was it It?
It wasn't Call Me By Your Name, right? Because that was the year before.
It was Call Me By Your Name. Call Me By Your Name with Timothy Chalamet and Armie Hammer was criticized as being creepy AF on accounts of Armie Hammer being this 30-something-year-old American who then arrives and hits on this mid-teen Italian boy.
I still am incredulous that Armie Hammer is his birth name and not some kind of, like, porn name or drag name or something.
What thirst-inducing Canadian broke into the international stage teaching us all how to cut an avocado?
Thirst-inducing? I feel like that's a hint.
And is thirst-inducing for me?
Maybe not so much.
Is it Stephen Pepsi?
No.
Oh.
No.
Is it Michael Sprite?
No.
The guy from Queer Eye?
Yes.
Is it John Orange Juice?
Michael.
No, you're Antony. Way off. Yes, Anthony Porowski with the launch of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which actually launched in 2018, really jumped into the hearts of people worldwide and was considered to be quite the thirst queen. That's where the hint is.
And I find the TV show grating and forced.
But however, the TV show edits only ever really saw him cutting avocados. it was an unfortunate conclusion to his start of possibly a glistening career. We are going to jump to our first song, which is This Is Me from the soundtrack of Greatest Showman on Earth, or The Greatest Showman, I think, is just the whole name there. And the reason why I picked this is because this was named the gay anthem of the summer. This Is Me, and we'll be back just after this. I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me. I
to cut me down. I'm gonna send a blood, gonna drown a mind. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
Welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. This is the Big Gay Quiz of the Year.
I'm Sebastian.
And I am Luke Smith.
I'm Sebastian.
We're also joined by Bradley, Jay, and Chloe.
Fine, just do it for us.
I know. I am mansplaining all of your identities right now.
That's why I interrupted. That's the only way.
We're going to jump right back into it, folks, with our first question for people playing along. Don't forget to keep track. The people who win actually win a great prize of self-accomplishment. Now, that is something money can't buy.
I'm glad I'm losing because I don't need that in my life.
I made and brought two varieties of homemade ketchup for people to enjoy. So I have plenty of self-accomplishment.
So this is a question. It's a bit of a trick question.
Oh.
Was gay marriage legal in Bermuda?
It was, and then it wasn't, and then it was, and then it wasn't. And now it kind of technically is, but only because they put the veto of the veto of the veto on hiatus.
The first bit is right, where it wasn't coming into 2017, then it was through a court challenge, and then it wasn't as a result of a new law, and then it was again as a result of the new law being struck down by the court.
Changes its mind as much as Lena Dunham's sexuality.
That would be an accurate description. Right. Yeah, and it's about as fun to watch as Lena Dunham.
I agree with that, yes.
This is the shocking case of the will he, won't he gay marriage in Bermuda, which, depending on when you tuned into our show, was either or either not legal at the time. What website called Cockblock revealed who blocked you on which popular app, leading to some considerable ridicule and very awkward questions?
This is Grindr.
Yeah. I'm going to give both of you a point.
Give them the point. Give them the point. Yeah.
Thanks.
We don't want the pity.
I do.
She does want it. She does.
I was going to say Facebook first.
Now, we actually...
For me to know this, this is, you know, whatever. Yeah. But for you to know this, this is really...
I read the news. You just use the website.
Poorly, I should.
It was interesting, certainly, to see. We actually took some time on our show when it hit the news in April or May to see who had blocked us. And it was an odd situation.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I don't want to say that. I remember one guy who was, I said I wanted to use condoms, and he blocked me for that.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's why Grindr is a cesspool and a parade of sadness.
Luke blocked me because he was tired of me sending him memes.
Yeah, I blocked you. When I see people I know, I block them immediately.
Oh, no, that's
yeah. I would send him, like,
if we had an app like that, we would honestly be like, do you want to cuddle? Not my pussy, my cat, no. For real.
That sounds like a much better, like, atmosphere on that app.
Grindr had a bit of a bad rep this year, and it attempted to become kinder as a way of trying to tackle its bad rep.
All it said was, say something kind when you looked in the text box. That was it, really. Yeah. That was their attempt.
Say something kind.
Yeah. As much as it was profoundly cringy, it was still necessary.
Within
it was,
the community.
Oh,
too.
Man.
There were quite a few articles that came out with talking about people who were of color who were constantly told that they were of color, and that's they were just fetishized and only matched because of that.
Yeah.
And if you weren't able to agree with it, you were immediately just dismissed and blocked.
No, I have this one friend who's like, people would message him to just be like, you are black. Are you black? You are black. Yeah, and that was the message. It was like, what do I do with this information? It's just
a step further than the, like, putting your description, what you're in and you're not into, which, like, frequently is discriminatory in the language. Yeah.
Grindr also was in the news when it was revealed, apparently, that the owner of Grindr believed that marriage should be between a man and a woman. However, this furor that emerged over it actually was, the news was broken by Grindr's own Into magazine, and it turns out it was just really badly translated Chinese. What the founder actually said was, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's where everybody stopped paying attention. However, you do you, was essentially the gist of the rest of his speech. So and he said like, that people should be respectful of any of people's life choices. And I'm like, you know what? You may not be a homo. You may not be banging down on that front door. But the fact that you're not bothered and people can do them, I'm okay with that. But the global queer media was like, Grindr's owner hates the gays.
That's what I saw, yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
I remember translation. Gotta get a good interpreter when you're out in the field.
Sticking to China for a moment, what hashtag went viral when China's Sino Weibo tried to ban gay content?
Was it my way or the Huawei? Oh.
You're not allowed to talk no more.
That's my favorite. Well, not my favorite part of the year. Wait. Top three puns of the year is my way or the Huawei. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I mean, I don't think you're going to get it. It's hashtag I'm gay, not a pervert. After an attempt to clean up the site at the direction of the Chinese government, they banned and removed a lot of bestiality, a lot of fetish porn, and pretty much all gay content. And there was considerable backlash. So much backlash that they actually did a U-turn. It was seen as a major victory for gay queer representation in China, mm-hmm. where the volume of people saying hashtag I'm gay, not a pervert, resulted in a U-turn in the policy.
I like the hashtag. It's direct.
To the it point. Is quite direct.
Yeah. Our next question is, in this summer, Pride Toronto decided to license the street, Church Street, so that you could drink on the go. And that way you weren't bound to the various bars. However, they were going to charge entry to the street, despite the fact that people actually lived on the street. What was prohibited from that street?
Cannabis?
No, there was like, it was...
The more bizarre your answer is correct,
there was a list.
The more points I will give.
I think umbrellas was on there, backpacks,
water bottles,
bicycles,
I don't know,
coolers.
Oh my, anything that you could carry. Anything you could carry.
Firearms. I think explosive devices was on there for some reason.
Weapons of any, you only get one point.
Fireworks was on there.
Yeah.
Vibrators where the batteries are dead.
The chargers are out.
Some kind of furniture, not just folding chairs, all the batteries but like tables and chairs or something like that.
Yeah. Actually, folding chairs was specifically mentioned.
Though the list was super bizarre.
Did you work on this committee?
It just really stuck with me because we.
I also would have accepted shampoo. Open fires.
Okay.
Hammocks.
But you can't carry
them. Generators. Chinese lanterns,
Chinese
a grill, camping gear, push carts, and there was a few other things. For a while, they also were banning like push chairs and a lot of other things. And we were like, what if you had small children? What if you just went grocery shopping? Like, what if you actually live there and you just want to go to and from? What if you went to Canadian Tire and bought an outdoor dining set? First of all, there is no outdoors in Church Street, let's just be honest. But, you know, let's say you went to, Canadian Tire and you bought an outdoor dining set. Would you not be allowed home?
You mail it in 3 days after.
Just bizarre.
I don't know.
Well, unfortunately, Sebastian ran away with that one by quite a while.
It was a weird list. I remember weird things on there because I'm pretty sure fireworks was specifically listed. Was it fireworks or firearms or something?
Just open fires.
Open fires as well, but yeah.
It's true. Weapons. All of the fires.
Just don't carry fire.
You know, I was actually thinking the other day.
No firearms, no fire legs, no fire grilled steak, nothing. We're moving on. In May, Deadpool took issue with this international competition for excluding Canada. What was it?
The Eurovision Curling. Song Contest.
That is...
Because it's them. Spot on. Because it's them. They always talk about it. I have no interest in it. The Eurovision Song Contest. They talk about it all the time. I have no interest in it.
I like how you only know the answer because it's me.
It's like American Idol type thing where it's country.
Oh my god!
You
gosh,
don't know no. Eurovision?
I am deducting your point for comparing it to American Idol. Eurovision.
I feel like we're just winning by default.
Eurovision is the world's biggest song contest. It is not just, it is all of Europe, including Australia and Israel, which is obviously in Europe.
Occasionally Turkey.
Occasionally Turkey, depending on the day. although Turkey has decided that they won't participate anymore. They released this decision in 2018 because of the gays. Wow. There's just too many gays.
Gays are so problematic.
Eurovision is really just the international gay competition. Where it's just, I mean, it's so
come
camp.
Come over to our I'm side. Okay the, well, come over to my side, the lesbian side. We're much less problematic. We just build things and bake things. That's it.
Yeah. Bulgaria pulled out because it was too expensive.
Now, that's fair, though.
There's a lot of cost involved. But yeah. I know a lot of people who are like, when they find out that Turkey is involved, they're like, Turkey? But, like, Northwest Turkey is basically Greece? And then they go, oh, yeah, okay, I guess. No. I mean, you frown at me, but I have multiple Turkish friends. The first guy I ever dated was from Izmir, which is in Northwest Turkey. And Izmir is basically just Greece, except they speak Turkish.
So basically, they have a different language, and they say they're from a different place, and they are from a different place, and there is a border.
Yeah.
So technically, they're not really from Greece at all.
Things are continuous. Like, the culture of the region is continuous. It's not like the border, and then all of a sudden everything changes.
Moving swiftly on.
Oh, my.
A Windsor spa faced a human rights complaint by a trans customer for refusing a wax. What was the duty that the customer complained that the spa was not acknowledging?
Was it... They wanted, like, a pubic waxing, wasn't it?
Yes, they did. That wasn't the question. I'm not going to give you a point.
What was the duty?
A waxer of the same gender.
So, the trans person wanted a leg wax. However, the spa said that they wanted a Brazilian wax. Their waxer was Muslim and didn't wax male genitalia. It's actually the duty to accommodate. Mm. So under Ontario human rights law, you have a duty to accommodate up to a point. Mm-hmm. And being Muslim and not wanting to, as a part of your religious beliefs, wax male genitalia is really that point. Right. And it was one of the most interesting cases of this year of really the competing rights between sex and gender equality and religious protection.
But at the same time, I would believe it would be more the salon's duty to accommodate, so making sure that there is someone that will be able to take in all clients at that time.
They did not offer waxing services to men.
But that's irrelevant. What I'm saying is they should have had someone on hand that at all times would be able to take all clientele, and that is the salon's duty.
You have to accommodate somebody insofar as it's sort of reasonable. Hiring somebody just for the purpose of doing one wax is not a reasonable accommodation.
Ties to the square of the issue.
Absolutely.
But they should have, like,
I feel like everyone was kind of disappointed in that interaction.
Mm-hmm. So
also the word duty is hilarious.
It is. We're going to be moving into our next question now. This year saw even more pride parades being formed in Canada than ever before.
There's more than two in Quebec now. More than two!
How many pride parades are there in Canada?
20.
There's like 130 or
39.
Something? It's 120, 130, somewhere in that region.
Really? I hope so. I hope you're right.
Including the small towns?
Oh my goodness, yeah. I hope you're right. I hope it's 130.
I'm going to say 500. Just happy
we're all throwing out different numbers.
$1, $1.
Can we just take a pause? Maybe you guys...
The correct answer is 125. You give a range and you're like miles ahead, so I'm not going to give you the point.
Oh, I said 150.
No.
You said 500.
But you kept it off. Because everyone was getting obnoxious.
That's just crazy numbers. In early summer, an LGBT organization claimed that they had a $7 million space donation in downtown Ottawa to open the first LGBT museum, and they were fundraising for $10 million. Who are they?
CCGST.
The Canadian Centre for Gender and Sexual Diversity is the right answer. They announced in December extensive measures to address concerns regarding the founder. They had initially announced that the space was worth $7 million, but then had to meekly tell everybody that actually that was just a guesstimate. And that is not the actual value. Okay. Many questions were raised about the fact that a service organization that ostensibly works with youth across the country was opening a museum, and not the Canadian Gay and Lesbian Archives, which actually archives gay and lesbian content. We are still waiting to find what, why, how, who on that story, and we'll get back to you with those information when we find it.
When I wrote for Extra, all my interactions with Jeremy were fine. He seemed to have his heart was in the right place. All these detractions and stories about him came out after I wasn't a reporter for Extra anymore. I wasn't aware of any of it.
What did Statistics Canada announce that they will be inviting Canadians to describe in the next census?
Their gender?
That is the right answer. Hey. In a major move by the Canadian Statistics, by Statistics Canada, they've announced that they'll be moving away from the binary and inviting people to self-identify and describe their own. This is an interesting question. What continent saw its first pride in 2018?
Antarctica.
Is the right answer.
I've just been on his show like twice. I've come up on the show.
Okay, here's another easy one. What did Warsaw in Poland make its pride monument out of to deter graffiti? I'm going to not let you answer just yet, just to see if anybody else gets it.
I remember. I know.
They made this pride monument to avoid graffiti.
To avoid graffiti.
Not like reflective, something that was like mirror? I have no idea.
It was a water fountain.
It was
a water feature, and they projected a rainbow onto it because you can't spray paint water.
I remember that, yes. I remember that now that you mention it.
So, next question. In June, the Supreme Court ruled against Trinity Western University and their effective ban on gay students as a result of their anti-gay abstinence pledge. The ban was challenged when which provinces refused to accredit the students?
Ontario.
BC?
I will give you two of those points. There are 3 points available.
And Quebec is the third.
No.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
Nova Scotia.
You get all 3 points. Well done. That is absolutely right. Ontario, BC, and Nova Scotia refused to accredit the students of the Trinity Western University. They took them to court and lost. The Supreme Court saying that the law societies of Ontario, BC, and Nova Scotia had it well within their rights to actually refuse accreditation. In a major change, the school board made it optional for students to sign the abstinence pledge, but it does remain mandatory for staff and faculty.
What? What if they're married?
I know. This year, Bill 66 brought into law an expunging of the criminal record of men convicted of homosexual acts. In the UK, this is called Turing's Law, after Alan Turing. But what specifically are the offences that are being expunged?
Masturbating.
Is not the right answer.
Oh.
Is
buggery.
Is one of the right answers.
I'm joking.
No, it actually...
Sodomy is not one of the right answers.
Buggery, indecency. You have to use the language of Britain 1930s. So like buggery, indecency...
Dandyism.
But please don't say that's a point.
You were close with indecency.
Can you give him half a point, please? No.
Gross indecency was one. I won't give you the point. Okay. I will give you a bonus point for dandyism because it's hilarious. And anal intercourse is another crime that is being expunged.
Isn't that buggery? Isn't anal intercourse buggery?
It is literally the same thing, but apparently they're two different crimes.
Mixing patterns with stripes.
I mean, that remains a crime in my book. And anyone with socks and sandals, I'm sorry, but like straight to
what
the tower.
Brown belt
for the listening audience,
I am a
tall and large man, and yet I am wearing horizontal stripes, and I am not ashamed of it.
What television star caused considerable flirtation and outrage with a t-shirt that suggested he would be gay for $20?
Yeah. I heard about this. I don't remember.
I don't remember who it was.
I heard about them.
Who would I want to be gay for $20? Who would I pay $20 for them to be gay?
If I could pay this person to be gay
for
$20,
that's
a bargain.
Well, I mean, for me, it would be Elijah Wood. But I don't think that was it.
Television star.
Well, no, he was...
Wilfred.
He was in a couple shows, yeah. He was also in
He was so adorable in, oh my god, the thing he
Dirk
was,
Gently.
Yeah, my days.
Yeah.
But for me, Dirk Gently has my heart. Yeah. If you're listening, tweet me at TalkAndQueer.
Oh yes, both of us. Either of us.
I like to admit I don't feel at home in this world anymore.
Just every single one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, back to this person.
A TV character, a TV actor.
Yeah, it's Vancouver Pride, if that helps.
Who's Ryan Reynolds is from Vancouver. So is Seth, one of the Seths. There's like Seth, not
this,
Seth.
This Rory, actor Seth is not from Vancouver,
oh,
but was at Vancouver Pride in a t-shirt saying that for $20.
Oh.
It was like $20. I'm not gay, but $20 is $20 is what it said. The answer is Stephen Amell or The Arrow from the Arrow universe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Students at Memorial University in St. John, Newfoundland fought back against homophobic and transphobic posters that were shared around campus with statements such as, women don't have penises. But what was the other phrase on their posters, which was weirdly nuanced? I don't think anyone's going to get it, but let's have a go.
I remember when I read that, I was thinking, like, they're technically right, but no, I don't remember. What was it?
So the correct answer is that students in Newfoundland were fighting back against posters that said women don't have penises, and also transitioning worsens dysphoria, which is a sort of weird, like, post-feminist critique of trans identity, which on the one hand, there are certain advocates who are like, well, maybe. But on the other hand, they were like, I feel like you're just using the language. It's like, that's just an odd hate poster.
It's
like, look over here, but I'm still yelling at you.
It's like, I'm going to write a hate poster, but I have done a first year in a women and gender studies.
It's more eloquent than disco sucks.
In Nigeria, the film Rafiki was banned, but in order to be eligible for the Oscars, the country lifted the ban for just 1 week. How many tickets were sold in Nigeria for Rafiki in that 1 week?
100,000.
I do not remember the specific number, but I do know that they sold out.
Was it three?
I literally have no exact number known, all of them an acceptable number. We do know that all of them was actually sold. There were people lining up around the block in Nigeria.
Literally got every side. All right.
Nicely done. A small village was somersaulted into international news this year when, for less than 24 hours, they held up a straight pride flag. This comes after measures by the village to be more inclusive and celebrate LGBT pride with the raising of the flag. Where was this village?
Isn't it New Brunswick? It was East Coast, and it was Maritimes.
Cape Breton.
It was not Cape Breton. It was a small town on the outskirts of
Lunenburg.
I was sure it was New Brunswick. If it wasn't New Brunswick, it would have been Nova Scotia.
The correct answer is Chapman, New Brunswick, which is actually between Moncton and Fredericton.
I did get it right on the first time.
Literally. This small town had a gentleman who claimed that their straight pride flag was just a celebration of people who revel in their straightness. And the village, having no idea just how problematic this particular statement was, raised the flag. They were on the British Guardian within 2 days and promptly pulled the flag back down again.
And the symbolism of the flag made no sense as well.
It was also a hideous flag.
There's like a standard language in flag design, and they basically missed everything. And I don't remember what the design was, but I do remember making fun of it on air.
A study at MIT found that genes related to being gay helped straight people to do what?
I say conversion therapy.
The more sexual. It makes them more sexually active.
I would say.
That is actually the right answer. What? When certain genes associated with being gay are identified in people who are straight, they typically have more sex than those without the gene, which has been partly contributed to why gay people haven't dined out. Because I don't know if folks know this, but gay people aren't actually able to physically reproduce. It's not really a thing.
Have they not heard
of lesbian
husbands?
And honest to God, I have been trying for 3 years and it still hasn't worked. We're thinking of actually reaching out for
There content. Actually are people in biology who are criticizing the literature on homosexuality, basically saying it's not that homosexuals can't reproduce, it's that they don't enjoy the process. They're perfectly capable, they're just not into it.
Big news in early fall. What gay couple stole a baby?
Stole a baby.
Ellen DeGeneres and, I don't know, did they?
Portia DeGrassi?
Yeah.
DeGrassi.
Here's a hint. They weren't human.
Oh, Luke and Jake.
Just for our audience sake, me and my partner have not stolen, and we are human.
Or at least, your masks are pretty convincing.
We're actually lizard people.
Chimpanzee?
The penguins.
It was the penguins. Yeah. Baby Svenjik was taken by two adult male penguins from the Gletwell Penguins at the Sea Life Sydney Aquarium. Moving on to something completely different. Following the unilateral decision by the executive director of Toronto Pride to welcome back the police, despite overwhelming community opposition, exactly how much money did they get from the federal government for finding out why the community doesn't like the police?
It was, they normally rounded off to $4 million, but I think it's actually like $3.8 million.
Oh, that's a little bit higher than I was that's going not, to say. $1.7 million.
That's not the right answer.
Oh my god.
More or less?
Less.
$1.
The correct answer is shortly after Toronto Pride welcomed back Pride at Toronto Police Services into the parade, they were awarded a $450,000 grant to find out exactly why the community doesn't like the police. I feel like shenanigans like this will be one of the key answers brought up in the responses. We are at the end of the quiz. That is all the questions that I have for you. And oh my days, do we have quite a difference in scores. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About 15 for the fierce fighting vibrators. And around 25 for the zombie orgy. Which means that you guys win. Congratulations.
And I keep my lesbian card.
You can leave with a sense of accomplishment. And well done, you two. You have managed to avoid some of the worst news that has befallen our nation.
Not knowing what we know is that makes you the winner. Yeah. I feel like with all the swearing, we should probably edit over it. And as a gift to you, I'm going to give myself saying, boop, so that you can clip that out. So that every time someone says like, boop, boop, mother, boop, you could just go boop, 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 boop over all of them. Yeah, yeah.
For listeners who didn't hear a word he just said, it was,
it was puppies, kitties, and bleep rainbows. Those two as well, by the way.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Our 100th episode is being recorded in Vancouver later in January. Reach out to us at TalkCanQueer on Facebook, Twitter, and canqueer.news on the web. I have been Luke Smith.
I am Sebastian.
I'm Bradley.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Chloe.
And thanks for listening.
You got me so mad, I give you all of my loving, best thing.